There we go. It's our featured artist for this morning, Vusi Nova. And of course, it's Morning Anthem, the anthem for this Monday morning. I'd rather go blind, right here on 107.7 FM. 25 after 8, people. Of course, it's time for us to check in with one of our very own. He's been doing well for himself. And, okay, so, yeah, he's with us. Ladies and gentlemen, guys and girls, I need you to welcome the one and only Mr. Daniels. That's Alex Daniels. Morning, Alex. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, and you?
Always well, buddy. Always well. Welcome to the studio. It's a Monday. I take it you're used to being up early?
Yes. I'm always up very early.
Is it early bird?
Yes.
Are you a morning person?
I wouldn't say I'm a morning person, but I'm getting used to that.
Is it because of the career?
Yes, it's because of the career, but I'm also not a coffee person, so it's all me just hyping myself up in the morning.
It's a mental thing, man.
Yes.
I had a conversation with someone yesterday, and in fact, over the weekend, two people asked me, you always lekker en aan die gang. Sega, it's a mental thing. There's sometimes that you wake up and you think, yo, what ek al weer gaat werk, but then you need to think yourself into that mind frame and get it going. But then again, being involved in filmmaking, photography, all those kind of things, it's important to get the right shot. Is the time of the day important when you're busy with a specific project?
Time of day is very important because you have to choose, are you going to shoot like in the daytime or do you want the sunset, do you want overcloud? You need to take all of those things into consideration because you don't always have lights, so you need to use that natural daylight that you have.
So I think what we should do now is take a step back. Alex Daniels, wie is die man? Hy's van die Parel, praat met ons, born and bred, those kind of things.
Okay, yeah, so I'm from Paul, and I'm a writer-director, DOP. I went to Paul Gymnasium, so in Paul.
Lekker Afrikaans.
Yes, Afrikaans. And then I studied at AFDA. I did my BA at AFDA, I did writing, directing, and then I did my honors in cinematography. And then after that, I got my first job at Penguin Films. And then after that, I did a few commercials.
What did you do at Penguin?
So at Penguin Films, I was a camera trainee. So I was basically doing assisting the DOP. That's where I learned most of my stuff.
Let's take a step back. For our listeners, DOP meaning?
Director of photography.
Okay. Right, continue. So you got your first job at Penguin.
Yes.
How old were you then?
I was...
I don't know, 22. Right, okay. I know your first paycheck.
Yes, that was my first paycheck.
Was it okay?
It was okay, yes. I'd say it was okay because I knew what I was preparing myself for. I know that was the entry level pay that I was going to get.
Okay.
But for me, it was more about the experience.
So after Penguin?
After Penguin, then I just did a lot of freelancing. So I worked on a few commercials. I did like a few short films again.
Back to the commercials?
Yes.
Local commercials or international ones?
It was international ones.
Okay.
That was a bit difficult because the people were speaking German.
Body language.
But it was also nice because then you see how they operate and you also see that the chain of command and how to communicate with people is very important. So then you find that middle ground of understanding everyone and just using the most basic English possible.
And then, of course, the experience is priceless. No?
Yes, it's priceless.
And would you say, on that note, the standards, South African standards versus the international standards, have you been involved in a local ad?
Yes, I've been involved in a local ad.
So if you weigh up the two and look at it, South African standards and international standards?
I'd say it's kind of the same because they work together at some point, so they would get most of the people that were international were also South African as well, but they just moved overseas, and then they would get like international directors. But the standard is basically the same. It all just depends on the budget. So it depends on who you can get on your job, and then it will determine the quality that you'll be getting.
Quite. So Alex, with us in studio, people, born and bred in Paul, waar in die Parel wat jy gebore het?
Beri hospital, I'm joking.
But they was in a taxi. It's just that bad. Okay. Bored in a taxi.
But yeah, I was bored here in the Paul Hospital, and I lived in Amsloof most of my life.
Any dam?
Yes.
Any dam?
Not basically Amsloof. I'd say by the stupor. Let me just say by the stupor. So I live in Zettler Street, close to William Lloyd School, and also in Chicago, close to New Orleans School. That's where my grandmother lives.
Okay, where in Chicago do you want to go?
Across the rugby field, they by New Orleans School.
Paleta, what is that? Paleta Park? Paleta Park.
So close
Paleta
to that U safe on the corner.
Oh, daarby,
no, it's still part of Paleta Park.
Yeah, I know. Is it the Spartans of Marlboro?
Yeah.
As I stuck it out. As now, but I Freedom Park then.
Yes,
die,
yes,
okay,
yes.
Okay. So, what did you do as a schoolboy on school?
Me, so I did drama arts and I played a bit of chess and a bit of rugby, but I only went like when it was close to Derby, then I'll go practice.
But
like
now,
a few days.
Wait. Drama, arts, chess is okay. That's fine. But the rugby, very chess for the older. That combination.
I really enjoy rugby and I did chess in primary school, so I just thought that's like a nice way of relaxing and like strategizing. And it was also like one of just the chilled sports at the school because Baruch Gymnasium is like very big for this sports.
And you're the if you in the team or something.
Yeah, but I'll be in the chess team because the rugby team is a bit silly. It's intense.
Okay, so siblings, those kind of things?
Yeah, I have an older brother, he's a mechanic, and then I have a younger brother, he's grade 10, also at gym at the moment.
So it's three boys?
Yes, three boys.
Hoed your ma uitgehouden?
We take good care of it, it's good protection.
Oh, okay, that's a good way of looking at it. So, lots happened in your career, Penguin, and then the international adverts, freelancing, I take it, no?
Yes.
Are you now stable in a current job?
No, not at the moment.
Still freelancing?
Yes, still freelancing.
Now, as a freelancer, how does it work for you? How do you get jobs?
So it's like, it's very difficult, but it's all about like just putting yourself out there. So I need to send a lot of emails. I need to check the socials if something's happening. But it's also for me, my approach is I just message the people that I look up to and the people that I see is working, and I'll tell them like, hey, if you need someone, I'm here. And that's basically how I get my jobs, because then they see, okay, you want to learn, or you're putting yourself out there, and then just the right person's like, oh, I remember you, and then you get a job.
Was this what that you always wanted to do?
I wanted to be a comedian and a pilot.
Tell us a joke.
And that's why I'm not a comedian.
Okay.
And then also I wanted to do acting. So I went to AFDA for acting, but they had a cool course of doing like 6 months acting and 6 months behind the camera. So basically writing, directing, DOP, all those things. And then I started with my 6 months behind the camera, and I was like, you know what, this is actually nice. I'm going to continue doing this. And now I'm still doing it.
Okay, that's cool. And during that time, you met some people, obviously, and you started building your network. No?
Yes.
Okay. If you look back, as an individual now, at the current situation, and this is not a hoorgraad vraag, and not a right or wrong, it's just your view. If you look at the, because we grew up in more or less similar kind of circumstances, or areas rather, if you look at our different areas at the moment, is it very much different to what you used to when you were growing up?
Yes, I'd say so. It's very different, because that's also why I like the filmmaking thing, because I want to inspire the kids to come out more and just do something, because I used to play outside all the time. And my brother, my younger brother, he's never been outside. He's just in the house all the time. Not because it's dangerous or anything, but it's just that's the new life. The kids don't want to go out. They don't want to explore. They don't want to do things.
Phones,
yeah,
online, phones, those kind of things.
Online. So just that interaction with people, that line has been broken. And especially in film, you need to interact with people. You can't be scared. So I just feel like the people need to go outside a bit more. Not like going partying, but just interact, you know, have some fun besides your phone.
Speaking about partying, what do you do for fun?
Me? Well, I like guns.
Real guns.
I like fishing and like cars, so I'll probably go fishing.
So the fishing thing is, you know, there's two ways of looking at fishing. You get guys that likes fishing, dan as a cooler box faller as meer, baie meer as enige iets wat hulle anders by hulle het. You can either be that kind of a fisherman, or it's just the calmness, the relaxation of just being there and waking. What kind of a fisherman?
I'm the calm one. Going because it's a far drive, so then I'm just there to relax.
Waar vang jy vis?
Strays by Agallas, Infanta. Those are the ones we like to go.
Where's the fishing coming from?
Sorry?
The fishing thing, how did you get into that?
So my grandpa, very big on fishing, and then obviously that I'm spiraled in my father.
And you all the time gevat?
Yes, he's, till this day, if the weather's right, you'll just go to Langebaan or something.
I know, you sorting out the ass then. Maak je ass reg en alles daar.
Yeah.
Alright, okay. And as I know, a cryness is of iets soos daar?
That would be me now, because my grandfather's a bit old now, so then I'll just help him out.
Alex Daniels in studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. One of our very own. Then, are you sometimes, even in a mall, just walking and seeing a bit of drama, and going, yo, that can make a liquor story?
I do that most of the time. My whole mindset. Everywhere I go and I see something, I'm like, yeah, I wish I could have recorded that. You know, or this is like something juicy. Or like, I always think of the backstory, what led up to that? Or like, what's this person doing? You know, especially like, random people that I see, like everyone has a life, but like what's their backstory? You know, we always judge people, but my thing's like deeper. Even the people, like the trolley people, like the car guards, and that I always think of their backstory, you know, because like it's very deep. We all just look at them and we're like, oh, we judge, but then there's a story behind that. So that's my whole life.
Have you thought about that when you came in here?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I look at the whole area. I look at, okay, the lighting's good in here. I can do a shot here. The space is nice. Cool. I do that most of the time.
So what would the storyline be?
Well, the storyline, like you said, like you say, the morning's like, you come in and you need to be full of energy. That's like already your story. Like showing someone the energy that you bring into it and keeping that energy to after work. Like it's another thing if nobody knows what you do after work. So taking that story into your family, the life after that, and keeping that energy. And it would be like, oh wow, people can be happy. People can keep that energy up. It's not like you're portraying something that you're not. So I think that would be a nice story.
I'm thinking of now a day in the life of The Breakfast Show. I'm just saying.
No, send me a contract. It's allowing people into a certain space. But anyway, the thing is, it's important that we chat with people like you, because it is a bragging kind of session, and we don't celebrate people enough in nowadays. And the storytelling section which you spoke about, it is a golden opportunity to really celebrate people and also give recognition to people. Because I was at the memorial service yesterday, and I was sitting there and wondering, what will people say about me? I said, no, my funeral is, and that's the kind of thought that goes through people's minds if you're there. But at the end of the day, if you have an opportunity to start any project now in your industry, what would it be?
So I have a few concepts. As I said, I was a writer, and I have one. I want to make something about religion. I have so basically elevator pitch, but it's about like a grandmother and a kid raising a kid on their own, and obviously gangsterism and stuff take over, but the central thing of the thing is geloof. So showing how all the old people, all the elders, they go to church, and you wonder why are they always in church, you know, but that's the geloof, like it's strong, they're always there. And she prays for her grandchild basically, and obviously he goes off the rails, but he doesn't understand why his grandma keep going to church. And eventually stuff spiral out, and he finally figures out, oh, like this is why I've always been safe, this is why. So I want to bring people not only closer to like religion and stuff, but I also want to make it that you understand why some people, because it's always church on Sundays, you know, and you need to understand why they're there. Like, this is their escape, basically. But not only that, they want to be there, you know. So I want to establish that, because me also as a child, I would go to church. It was the best thing. Sunday school, you're running around, you get sweets and stuff. That's basically my story. I want when the kid's older and he finally realize he sees younger kids as well in church, just swinging their feet and
speaking
stuff.
About geloof, how's your religion?
Man, I'd say I'm on my own path, but my religion is strong. I do go to church.
And you have that relationship.
Yes, I do go to church now and then. I pray a lot. And I just try and find the middle ground. Because for me, the Bible is very difficult. There's a lot of big words and stuff that doesn't make sense.
But nowadays, I see there's lots of stuff on social media in terms of Bible, particularly about the Bible, which you can download the app and they can explain to you and all those things, whatever, whatever. So would you say it is there's power in prayer?
I believe so, yes, there is.
Because share with me a story. Why are you saying that?
Because for me, it's like you pray for something and you don't always get what you want. So let's say I pray for a job. I don't get that job. I pray for a challenge and I get the most difficult job ever. But I prayed for a challenge. So I feel like for my industry that I'm in, I've seen that a lot where I prayed for something, but I'd get it not in the way that I wanted, but I get it way better. And I learn, like when I take a step back, I learn a lot from it. So I would say that happened a few times.
But geloof is gevaarlijk.
Yes, really, really.
That's the thing. Alex Daniels in studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so you have been appointed as DOP. Am I saying it right?
Yes.
Director of Photography of a spanking brand new can I call it a movie?
Is
the movie, yeah. Liefde is Rooi. and it's premiering at Steekinico over the month of September, in the month of September.
Yes, that's correct.
Steekinico. It's gevaarlijk, man. Liefde is Rooi. Hoe is je daar ingekomen?
So, again, like I said, I always contact the people when I see they're looking for something. So, Enrico was advertising something on Instagram. And I was like...
We're talking about Enrico Hutzenberg.
Yes, Enrico Hutzenberg. Shout out to him. So, I messaged him and I told him, hey, if you ever need someone to help you out with the film, like, I'm here. And he's like, oh, now that you mention it, I'm working on this film. And I was like, okay, cool, I'll join. And then
another drama terug daai.
Yes. And how I got to the DOP, so I was supposed to assist on it, but then I was at Skemergroen, I was shooting, and he kept phoning me, and I was like, look, yeah, I'm on set, I can't pick up, but what is it, this text? And he's like, possible promotion. And then I already knew he wanted me to shoot the film. And then after that, he just approached me, and I was like, look, if the DOP is fine stepping back and he doesn't want to do it, I'll do it. And then that's how I got it. So then after that, it was this gear check and working together, finding out the story, looking at the script, and then, yeah, it all went up.
Nice kwai, man. What is the work van a director of photography?
So you work closely with the director. Obviously, the director have a vision and a story, and you need to bring that to life. Okay. And you need to give like a tone and a feel to the story and whose story you're following. So instead of trying to tell everyone's story, you need to find out whose story you're telling. So you follow the main character, you plan the shots, you plan the look of the film, the feel, and obviously the lights and everything. So you have a lot to do and keep focus off, but it's a nice job of just working with the director, and he's like, I want to see someone jumping off a roof. How are you going to do it? You know, like, we'll just use this camera, this lens, and you figure that stuff out for you.
And that's your job?
Yes, it's my job.
Okay. Quite interesting. But well done, and congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How does it feel to know that a project is done?
It's actually very nice, but then you also like, you start to overthink a few things, and then you start like, you should have done that, you should have done
are
that.
You, that's what I wanted to ask, are you those kind of, that kind of person, but then I should have done it that way, maybe that, whatever.
Yeah, because it, remember, in film, there's no redos most of the time. If you have 7 days to make this project, you have seven days to make that project. On the day that happens most of the time, you'll be like, I should have put the light there, I should have done that, because time is money, like things go. So that's me, I think, most of the time, like, I should have done that. But that's how you also learn, like, you learn how to better yourself, so then you take that to the next project.
You mentioned something about Skemer, what?
Skemergroen.
But what did you do there?
I'm loading on that one, so I go as a daily now and then I just help them out.
Okay, so explain, what is loading?
So basically, if you're a DOP, you have these like a hierarchy, so you get your loader, and then your focus puller, and then your DOP. So basically, the loader, like, you know, the clapperboard with a clapperboard, that's basically my job on that one, in charge of
at
batteries.
One scene four.
Yes, then I call the board, and then batteries, make sure the camera is ready, dock the camera, all those things. So it's a nice job, because then you can learn from the other DOPs, and they you gain experience.
Okay. So how does the future look for you? Our time is running out. How does the future look for Alex Daniels? Are there wedding bells, little ones? I don't know. How does the future look?
So I'm planning maybe to go to Australia. My girlfriend recently, last week, she went to Australia. She got a job that side.
What is she doing?
She's a sonographer.
Oh, okay. How's the falanga?
not very good, but we're strong. Like I said, geloof. So we're just hoping that God has a plan for us, and then hopefully we'll end up together that side. But the plan is to go that side. I've spoken to a few DOPs and production companies that side, just to expand my wings a bit and see how the industry is that side as well.
How many times a day do you guys chat?
Well, it's fresh now, but like whenever we have a moment, it'll be like late at night and then.
And she's busy now.
Yes, she's busy. It's like I think like 5 o'clock now.
Okay. And then so that's on the horizon. In terms of other projects that you're currently busy with?
So I have, like I said, I'm still writing some of my projects. So I'm working on 3 projects that I'm writing that I hopefully want to do in December, and as well as a music video that I'm working on now that I will be directing, and then another project for Enrico maybe in December that I will be directing.
You know Ephraim Gordon?
Yes.
Is it? Have you worked with him before?
No, I haven't.
Do you have his contact number?
No.
Can I give you his contact
yes.
number? No? Make contact with him. Established guy. He's doing well for himself. He's working very hard, and I'm sure you'll be able to have a chat and just see when there's opportunities. He's that kind of person that'll make a way if there's a way.
Nice.
So I'll get up with Ephraim. Lastly, before I let you go, Alex, to our youngsters and even some grown-ups that's listening to us at the moment, who also ran around in Chicago when they were younger, in Magnolia, in Groeneville, in Smartytown, in Bakweni, wherever, who also grew up in Paul or Wellington or for any area for that matter, who's got a bit of dreams, couldn't go to study because daar was hier is kraggeld reisie. Who's got a dream? Just a word of inspiration to them, and I want you to directly talk to them quickly.
Okay, I'd say choose your friends wisely, and the friends you choose, stick with them, the ones that really want to help you out, because that's the people that's going to help you when things are tough, and they're also the people that will motivate you when you are feeling down, because that's very important. You can't surround yourself with negative people, because then you're going to get that negative mindset. So I'd say just be positive, always look at the bright side. Like I said, if something doesn't work out, that's not like how it's going to be most of the time. Even if it doesn't work out, try and look for the positive in it, because a wrong isn't always a wrong, it can be a right. So just be positive, work hard, and then be with your like love life a little bit as well, explore, because that's how you also open your mind, because the world is big. Don't stay in your little corner, explore a bit, and then stay motivated. That's my thing.
Great stuff. So that is the one and only Alex Daniels. Watch out. Remember that name. Alex Daniels. As there are credits op die soapies of movies of whatever dopo. Kijk net daar by DOP, director of photography maybe, or maybe something else, but that name will show there one of these days. Of course, we wish you well. Morning, Grant. Where we now? Right, okay, I've got that one. I'm just checking our WhatsApp line quickly. So you must have a gevaarlijke day, meneer.
Thank you.
What's the rest of the day look like for you?
So the rest of the day now for me is I'm gonna go and work on the music video that I need to direct the 25th of
a
this
music
month.
Video?
Yes.
Okay, who's the artist?
It's the Temple Boys.
Okay. Golden Gate. is the new song?
Yes, it's called Gooi Pijnpille. It's on Spotify, so you can have a listen to it.
Okay. Gooi Pijnpille.
Yes.
Gooi Pijnpille. My kop is ook al seer. Righto. Alex, you must go well, man. Thank you, buddy, for visiting. Good luck with your future endeavors. If at any given time you're busy with a project and you need assistance or just to get something out there, let us know. Please let us know. Don't be a stranger.
Okay, thank you. I will do. All thanks right. for having me.
All right. Okay. That's the one and only Alex Daniels. Talented young man. And, of course, lots of things still coming his way.